affects the housing association. We're responding to an identified and quantified social need in the Castledeirg area. There at present is over 100 on the waiting list for housing units in Castledeirg and district, and one thought that this was just such exciting news at the time in terms not only of providing social housing, but in the development of that part of Castledeirg town as well.
Insofar as you understand it, are Apex still interested in this? Is this a matter of somebody else effectively outbidding them in the market?
It's not even a case of outbidding. In fact, some of the information in relation to this whole project is fairly shocking, in that I think it was at the beginning of July that the applicants were informed that the people that were in charge of dealing with the actual sale, they wanted a response from the applicants by the 19th of August. You know, and say the applicants had already expressed their interest in that on the site, but they wanted a response from them by the 19th of August, and hopefully that the deal would have been tied up by the end of August. Now, Apex, having received that request, and because they were working in conjunction with the Derry City and Stabang Council to meet that social need, they responded saying that that particular date of the 19th of August was undoable, and it wasn't anyway reasonable to expect them to have their plan on that on the table just by that date. They sent back an email to them, to the people who had actually sent it out, asking for the 19th. They backed the email to them, asking for them to reconsider that. And they expressed just serious concern, you know, about how quickly this whole process was being implemented at that stage. Now, they didn't even, as I say, have the courtesy of a reply. Now, if they had have had a reply saying, no, you must complete, or you must be stating your intentions or producing your money by the 19th of August, and Apex could have dealt with that. And I've been reassured from Apex. Two things. One of them, that they always never were interested in it. And more importantly, not only do they have the money to buy the site, but they also had the resources to develop it. And I think that that's a very, very important aspect as well, too, that now, because a third party has come along, and no one knows just exactly what is it, what their intentions are, or if they do have any intentions, maybe other land bank and whatever else that might be. But what I do know is that the need for social housing in the Castledeirg area is desired by all of the residents within our community. I'm sure of that.
Ultimately, this is an issue for the policing board, and ultimately it's the policing board who is selling this property. They may have agents acting on their behalf, but it's the policing board. Is there anything that council can do, anything you can do as an MLA with regards to communicating directly with the policing board to say, hang on a minute here, we're all supposed to be working toward the social good of our community, and this is an area where there is an identified, as you said yourself at the outset, a clearly identified social need?
Yeah, without doubt, what I can do and what I have done is I've written directly to the policing board on this. The Derry City and Stabang District Council on the motion introduced by Rory McHugh, our Sinn Féin representative as a councillor, have written to the policing board, and Apex have also written to them. Now, apparently there's a recommendation coming from their resources committee that they should sell the land to what they identified then as the only applicant left standing, in a sense, right? But we've asked them to reconsider this and not to endorse that recommendation from their resources committee that at their meeting, which happens actually this Thursday, we would ask them to seriously reconsider both information that they were acting on, that which I do believe was erroneous in the very first instance, because I was given the impression that the other candidate, being the last candidate standing, was because of the fact that Apex didn't have the resources. Now, I have it confirmed directly from Apex themselves that yes, in fact, the very words that the Apex representative has said to me, the idea of purchasing that property and developing it, he said, that is our bread and butter. They had no difficulty meeting any sort of requirements in terms of purchasing that site. And for one reason or another, something has circumvented that whole operation to the extent that they were eliminated. I was shocked. So too were Apex. Actually, Apex only were involved of their exclusion last week.